for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. For today's episodes, we have some love messages. As those of you who regularly tune in know, we get to keep our lovely self, our inner child, and our humanity and heart alive, our Purusha Prakriti. I use those words, I learned about them in one of my webinars or seminars. Prakriti is our energy body. I like to compare it to our three-year-old because that's your full force aliveness. Okay, so when you have all your child parts like I do, and some of you, I'm sure you do, present, that whole self, you have compersion. So you love to see people happy independently from if they're Cuscos, squirrels, if they are individuals who have been unkind, no person who has their whole three-year-old heart will wish upon another individual anything but their happiness, and they find Purusha, pure consciousness, unconditional love, and that Prakriti, pure energy. So again, to return home to yourself is to return home to an inner child. The ones of us who did not have any trauma charges build up, and we were able to process and move into our restorative embodiment consistently, okay? So to move from your teenage years to a equanimous, unflappable, secure, attached person, okay? So keeping that alive, the love messages are about those of us who are open-hearted and open-minded and consistently from the human love narrative can engage and be a part of all people's lives. So again, compersion, whether you're polyamory or monoamory, it doesn't matter. You will wish upon others that they find happiness from your heart, not just the thoughts. It's actually a feeling. Okay, so if somebody is not wanting to stay with us, that makes you very sad, but not sad in a way of I'm more sensitive than others because I'm a mystic and I have clairs and so I feel deeper than any other person feels. Okay, no, not that. Those are all spiritual bypassers and they don't know their humanity well enough. If they did, they'd know I have a 3-year-old heart and 1-year-old heart, so does another person. Okay, so subjective experiences. That's why to be each other, to be oneself, means if you're upset and you don't want to look at life with, you know, love or smiles, I'm not going to try and make you. I'm not going to pretend that you are happy or not happy. So we don't make a big deal when we have differences in the way that we experience life, okay? But of course, if you are with people who are down and under, if they want to get out of that down and under in a productive way, okay, that's where they're not looking for distractions. The ones who look for distractions, they're not looking for ways to maintain their aliveness. They're looking for ways to not have to process the emotions that come up. And although it is challenging, that's exactly why therapy is a good equation, really, really good, but some people, they don't want to do it because they think that they're not getting results or that they're already doing what they need to do because either they don't get explained the good psych education or simply put, they don't want to do the emotional lifting. Like Patrick Tianhan points out, you're not going to reclaim your inner child if you don't consistently work with yourself. And I know that for those of us who do not have attachment wounds and childhood developmental trauma from abuse or neglect, because they both cause a lot of stuff inside that comes up, because trauma doesn't die, it keeps on working its way up and you get to process it. And so witnessing it and then being able to welcome it, and welcoming it is the part that when it's being experienced, the person's going to get very tired. If they're able to welcome it with compassion and love and equanimity, then they'll be able to, you know, Peter Levine says it's like putting your hand in the lion's mouth, in the dog's mouth, to try and then get it out. If a dog has your hand to get it out, you need to shove it inside the mouth so that the dog's okay. So it means feeling the depths of it. But it's important to be done in a way that keeps you on your prefrontal cortex, attachment, trauma informed. So 5D mystic, enlightenment soul, age group, functional adult, you all know that, but woo-woo, pseudoscience, because the mystic part, the sciences people don't believe in us, and pseudoscience because the academics do the research and I learn from them for the attachment and trauma information, and a lot of new information shares how everybody has a process, but the people have to be the ones who want to continue to, so they motivate themselves to find meaning in doing every day the emotional lifting, and there's no star. So the meaning is without there being a motivation. You are the one who decides, I want to feel life to the depths of me, so I'm going to keep on doing the activities that I've been shared by good therapists. And again, if they're on a journey and they're serious about reclaiming their inner child, they'll keep doing it. And I say serious because you don't get a reward. You get to do work. So you get to keep on chucking along, which reminds me of the choo-choo train. It's a little choo-choo train that could. I don't know if you know the story, but I remember it because it was something that I could relate to because I'm 4'9" and so I'm small. And also he saves Christmas, and I love Christmas, is one of my favorite holidays. So the choo-choo train was teased for being small, which any one of you who's been small, I know about being teased about it, but I don't remember making it into a big deal. But you are told you cannot physically do as much as others, right? Which is accurate in my book. But the choo-choo train was getting teased by all these other trains, the big trains. They laughed, kind of like Dumbo, which when I watched Dumbo again, really sad Dumbo, like really sad. I'm like, wow, I didn't feel it this sad when I was a kid. I looked at it from a whole different perspective, like with Bambi. But see, it's funny because for me and my twin, we lived Disney differently than my younger sister. She totally did not like, I think, Bambi for sure. Dumbo, I don't remember. But yeah, there were some, she's like, why would I watch? That's just so sad. And it's very true. But she's also very connected to animals. My twin and I are too, but she has a very special relationship when it comes to their passing away, I guess I could say. Not that this is related to our topic, but it's always interesting if you're looking at each other with that, I accept you for who you are, okay? So that you'll notice that you feel things differently. Like my twin and I too, we feel things and experience things differently, okay? So between siblings, you will see that there are different ways that's a differentiated self, okay? Like differently than others, and I'm okay with that, and we're still part of a herd, like Ice Age, Manny, Sid, and Diego. The part that is most important is that we want each other's inner and outer well-being. So achieving your pure energy and your pure consciousness is a journey. For those who keep tuning in, you all are on this. It's personal development, and with a good therapist, you will have been able to also reparent yourself. And if you are still reparenting yourself, you know how that's going, you know, so you would have a good awareness of your window of tolerance, of how not to get into structural dissociation. If you have any questions, let me know. And remember, we do one-on-one personal development, and we also have the opinionated columnist Ask Maria questions for the subscribers. So you send in an email and ask an opinion. One-on-one mentorship, that's different. And we have the main modules of the Inner Growth Program online for free. So you can put those in your exercise box. And then we have the Beginner's Journey on Udemy. Even though if it's not active, let me know, because I don't promote things. So at a certain point, the courses become inactive until they're updated and changed and used and bought. And so my priority at this moment are the podcasts and getting our also YouTube channel actively to 1K and the books. Okay, back to our topic. So the uplifting is your journey. And the ones who have a challenge, they have good therapists until they feel they can either do it on their own, or the therapists say, okay, now that we've done the majority, this is what you can continue to do. It is a long journey. For the disorganized attachment and dissociative identity course, I got to learn about a lady who healed from DID. She's writing her book. I can't wait to read it. And in her book, or in the class, excuse me, I don't know how she's going to write the book, but in the class, we got to learn that it took 6 to 7 years with Daniel Siegel, her therapist at the time, to be able to bring down the consciousness and memory barriers that were keeping her child parts separate. And Daniel didn't impose any of this. He did his therapy. Every time a new part would come up, he'd ask, you know, what when did you come around, how old are you, what purpose did you serve? So that's for DID. There are alters, and not all therapists believe in dissociative identity disorder. That's also where some people get misdiagnosed. Some people, they just want a quick fix and they want medication when they're going through something. And that's because they are either not given the good information or they don't believe it. And this is where I have noticed online, there are people, they have good therapists, they decide not to go because they're telling them, the therapist, that they're doing a good job. And to keep journaling and doing meditation, and they don't understand why. So even if they explain to them how the brain works and what integration is, a person does not actively recognize on their own skin, meaning take it serious and realize what they're gonna miss out on. And, you know, here's where a self-empowered woman I am. And that's why we can always bring forth the two sides of the coin. What does it mean? So I used to be a smoker. People would tell me about smoking, right? Now, I don't believe that smoking actually is what alone will cause me to die early or not, because we do a lot of things that are unhealthy. Furthermore, we have pollution out there, okay? Just saying. The part about the brainwashing they've done of how it will affect other people, sure. Yes, like pollution with gas and smog. So the only difference is that the cars, people will decide to keep the smoking, you know, they decide to look at you weird. But long story short, I won't be complaining about what has taken place in the Western world with the whole let's organize and not let people smoke, but let's let them smoke marijuana. You know, and then again, here's where we could move into extremes, and maybe one day we will be in a society that we don't do any of that. I don't know, but I'm not a person who's about extremes, because an adult will be about moderation and common sense and freedom of that will that we all like to talk about, even though we might not have that free will, because our academics like to talk about determined, right? So we have free, we have some choices, okay? This is the part where I do believe of having the free will, the capacity in the moment that you learn something to have a choice. Now that you may have been determined, and so trauma memory again doesn't get deleted, it stays with you. You work on it with a good therapist and then you reparent yourself and da-da-da, okay? So with all that being said, this is the part of the journey of people in life that when it gets tough, any person who has done it will say only you can have the intention to motivate yourself to get out of the dysfunctional, dysregulated pattern, which will involve self-soothing mechanisms that are addictive. My cigarettes were not addictive. I enjoyed the tobacco, that I used them at times in moments for a stress relief, yes, but I was not addicted to the nicotine, which is what some people thought. I quit from one day to the next, and it wasn't a hard thing to do. And I've seen actually after that, I saw some videos that were talking about the physical consequences to it, but my body didn't, you know, go through any type of shock. But I do believe that the body probably missed out on some things. However, like I was trying to use this as an example, because when I was being told about the side effects, I was like, ah, whatever. Whatever you're telling me, I don't care, if you will. Okay. So that's how it feels when people who decide to not go to therapy anymore, or they decide that they are being told that they're doing a good enough job and they keep those attachment wounds. And this is where the part about motivating yourself, only you can be the person who's interested in actually returning home to your restorative embodiment. But until that moment, if you're used to self-soothing mechanisms that are distractions, for example, that involve drugs and, you know, alcohol and fucking and doing things that mean nothing, you're not going to find Purusha Prakriti in meaningless stuff. You find meaning in the people that you surround yourself with. You find meaning in each other. That's why one spirituality, finding meaning beyond the solo self. Any person will know about how you having people in your life is what has you moving forward. And that's because we are mammals. And so we all will seek at least one human being to have a secure attachment relationship with, which is why the people who do not get fortunate with a secure attachment in the first year of life, they have a challenge building relationships. So how can your own intention become stronger than your own dysfunctional pattern? Well, first it begins with self-awareness. And then it begins with, I want to do the emotional lifting. So for me, the cigarette, I knew my body was not addicted because I know myself. And this is where people say, you can't prove it. I won a bet. And then, like I said, I quit from one day to the next. No problemo. I don't really give a shit about proving anything, because that's the part of where if you know yourself, you don't. The part of what people like to say to you and not allow you to be yourself, whole different thing. So I'm trying to just say, I understand if a person makes a decision that is countering their inner well-being and the way they can justify it. Okay, so this was the point I was making. That does not lead me, though, to say. So in my head, I still will acknowledge you're doing yourself a disservice. Put aside the people who decided that now it's okay to go looking at smokers and treat them like pieces of shit. No. Okay, so I'm just saying, like, there's all these little wiggle rooms that I find completely projecting, completely on grown up, but, you know, I'm going to go for the well-being of all. And so for me, of course, I stand and am great and dandy with no usage of anything that's harmful. But I would say then we got to get rid of alcohol. Why are they still showing on, you know, commercials, all the alcohol or the drugs? But this is the part where doesn't that become extreme? Does nobody think of the whole Puritan era or whatever that happened, you know, whenever it is they made illegal alcohol? So any extreme is not actual wisdom. It's a maladaptive, distorted view of something that's been brought out of proportion. And so exaggeration. Okay, well, anytime you learn about what integration of the brain is and the inner well-being and the expanded consciousness of a human being, which means emotional, intellectual intelligence. Okay, and there's seven types of intelligence. Actually, I'm going to look it up. There's this guy, he does a video of the seven types of intelligences. So it's, types. It's fascinating to me when a person wants to tell me that they're intelligent and yet they don't have emotional intelligence up to the forefront. The linguistic, logical, mathematical, bodily, kinesthetic, spatial, musical, interpersonal. Okay, these aren't the ones that I was looking for, but I'm thinking they are the correct ones. We got multiple intelligences, creative, existentialism. Okay. I'll have to find the interpersonal. Interpersonal and intrapersonal, those were the two that I was looking for. And so if you don't have interpersonal and intrapersonal, here's where relating to others, okay. But let me put that to the side. It's not in any way, shape, or form accurate. I don't have the video in front of me, and the people who are listing these intelligences will do Simply Psychology. They have a little graph. Simply Psychology, Gardner's Theory of Multiple Intelligences. Okay, this one's better because it explains. So linguistic intelligence is word smart. Logical mathematical intelligence is number reasoning smart. Spatial intelligence, picture smart. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence, body smart. Musical intelligence, music smart. Interpersonal intelligence, people smart. And intrapersonal intelligence, self smart. But I was thinking about mental and emotional, so... Okay, we'll just add these since I'm reading and we're talking about keeping our energy body alive, which has nothing to do with any of this. But then again, it does. So moving back to our motivation, if you're not motivated to get out of your dysfunctional pattern, you can create an excuse. Like I have heard people, whether it's with the attachment avoidant or sociopathy, and the excuse is not an excuse as much as they just keep the pathology and say, this is how I am. So like when people are going through a state of depression, some will simply say, this is how I am going to live the rest of my life. Even if they have seen that there are therapists and modalities to work out of it. And that's why when you find those who have had childhood trauma and they're out of it, like Patrick Tiaham, they will call people that do not want to do emotional lifting, cowardice and cowards. And I agree, but I also understand that those people, they have a way that they will make up why it's okay to go get distracted versus try to allow themselves to process in a way that is fulfilling the emotion. So what I mean is, one, most addictive behaviors are maladaptive responses to unresolved trauma. You get distracted because your left mode is overwhelmed by the emotions that are coming up. Journaling and mindfulness support you to get a little bit of that charge processed, but it's tiresome because the emotion is very raw and deep, okay? But if you don't do it every day or if you don't do it in the replacement of distractions, you're not going to support to expand your window of tolerance, and you're not going to uncharge a charge. But then again, that is why it's a personal choice. Okay, so we have a group. We have the group of the human suffering love narrative, and we have a group of human love narratives. And this is not a competition or a race. In equal instances, we have people who can get into a healing journey, and they can become self-aware, They can become aware that others matter, and they can build a life of fulfillment and meaning from the depths of within them if they understand that the child of them will be brought back to life with them as their grown-up version. And so for the people who is a challenge, they have two options. That's to understand the good updated psych education, which we get to share all about here and elsewhere. And we get to be those pachas that shake a Cusco hand. And we say at the end, don't bullshit me. I'm not going to take your bullshit. I'm going to tell you to your face. Unlike in Pacha's case, which he allows Cusco to do the little bullshit thing. But what I'm talking about is, you know, don't string me along in the fact that you're going to be creating some meaning, because the minute that you're not creating meaning of life from within you, I don't mean anything, because you don't mean anything to you. And it's about the inner child of the person, okay? So what I'm trying to get at is we can accept that some people will stick to Cusco and Squirrel and Yzma and Ursula, and that's why for IHP, they're all people. They have an inner child. Some might shut that inner child out. If they get to the evil stone scale, Michael Stone scale, you know, it is what it is. We're not going to be able to affect a person's state of consciousness. And while Sadhguru shares this as if there's some, you know, because he's a spirituality guru, so he shares, we're not here to affect states of consciousness. I can tell you, we're not here to do anything except for, one, you can only be yourself, and getting off of Elsa's journey, for those of you who are off it, thank goodness, I'm sure you're having a great time with your own piece of Purusha Prakriti, because it's great to be alive inside. One, it's your restorative embodiment. Two, if you're not here yet, you can get here. It's your three-year-old that you want to get home to. If it's easy for you to work with your emotions, the inner growth mindset will work easy peasy if you're ready to be emotionally aware, accountable, and to have fun in life. If you have a challenge with it, then there's a couple more options, a good therapist and personal development, you know, but it is that journey and it is taken a day by day. Some people, they support themselves with medication, great and dandy, but medication is not what you need if you had childhood developmental trauma, even though it'll be good to support you with it. What I mean by you don't need it is that studies have found that people who have had childhood developmental trauma, it is not the medication that gets them to get better. They find that they do better with yoga, mindfulness, meditation, journaling, music, dancing, relationship, because theirs is not a chemistry of the brain. It's actually because they had the first years of their life, and actually the first year, in a state that didn't allow the right mode to develop effectively, but they can actually grow the very areas that were affected by childhood developmental trauma with yoga and mindfulness. And that's proven. They're continuing to prove it. But again, the only way this makes a difference is if the person and people who have these are interested in hearing it. And I've found that most want distractions, okay? And they wing it. And they continue to wing it. And it is something that for a person that is knowledgeable and a divine feminine as a mystic, I learned very early on how to use Shiva and Krishna Lila, because it's intuitive. You know that you are your only, it's a heart that recognizes another heart. You have the intelligence to know that's a child. They don't want to play because they're upset inside. And I'm not going to make them play with me because they're upset. Okay, so the actual harmony and magic of being connected to this relational field and Akash, once you move beyond a belief system, because, you know, I began with brothers and sisters with God, and then I got to move with the oversoul in our mystical world and soulmates and, you know, twin flames, and I know galactic forces, you name it, you name the downloads I've had. So it's really amazing. But my point is, you will relate to people, and your inner child already knows that you're dealing with another inner child, because they are a person. Even if the inner child is armored away, you'll still see a person and know that that's a person. But you'll perceive that they are locked away. And, you know, sometimes instead the child is screaming from the bars, like in jail, and you can tell that they want to come out, but you're like, I can't do anything. Your owner, you're the fucking adult here, isn't doing shit for you, you know? And it's more like in your head, you're just thinking, that's non-bilateral integration. They need a good therapist. They want to go and, you know, get distracted. So then you think of Pinocchio with the ears and a tail. And then I think of Patrick Tihan, and I'm like, can't they get across his material so they can see? Oh, wait, they won't notice it. Because you know how many times I've told people who do have childhood developmental trauma about stuff like trauma bonding, yeah, or brain information, yeah, totally disregarded. So again, people can be brought the information. They won't care two shits as long as they're perpetuating the left mode story, which is their persona, which is, by the way, that... Again, we got, how many did Patrick give us? The worker, the doer, the workaholic person. Then we got the darkness, which is the blamer, the doomsday, the ones like, oh, like Igor, everything's negative. Then we got the ghosts, just disappear. The one, are we good? The people pleaser one. And the hostile, they just get angry about everything. So it's very straightforward. Those are not the only, by the way. But then we have addictive behaviors. And those maladaptive responses that involve also the way that somebody can get upset and project. So a lot of different things that can come up as we move forward as a community, IHP. We want to remember we're here to be pachas. And so we don't affect the state of consciousness because the person owns that inner child. And that inner child is the essence of them. Now, I know people use the word soul, and we can use as a community the words we want. I try to respect the monotheistic religions, and I come from the place of Jesus and God, and so I do know of souls, but I also know of us being an energetic imprint. So I'm going to always try and use other words because of people misusing the words that come from these textbooks. And when I say misusing, what I mean is they box things up and then they go and look up a definition, and we're not trying to do definitions here in dictionaries, and they're using their left mode instead of using just their ears to hear and then leaving it alone, and they're waiting for some star to tell them that their generous spirit is special more than other children. This is not a trending group. We don't do trends. We're all stars, all of us equally. And the part about when we do understand that flawed and imperfect means that some stars might not be as readily available to support the herd, it's okay, because the stars that have the brains, those are the ones of us who are humble because we have healthy self-worth, because we're a piece of Purusha Prakriti, we know that we don't need to affect any state of consciousness in this time in the way that Sadhguru spells out, because there's an infinite dark matter, dark energy law of the cosmos that we, as divine feminines with our own divine masculines, know we don't need to do any type of destructive mannerisms, which is the whole doingness that we find the imbalanced individuals who taint their world with their actual trauma charges, cognitive dissonance, cultural bias, all of the political bias, okay, the yelling, the charges, not the part that we want to make the world, we all want to make the world a better place, and the ones of us who know that it's by being equanimous that we can do it, by speaking, by accepting each other with our differences, and sitting at a table, it's the emotional and mental mature individuals who I'm talking about and to, and basically inner growth is all about people who want to access all of these lovely intelligences because we can. We don't have to be geniuses. Integration of the brain is your mammalian heritage and it is mine. Emotional lifting for some, that's what's required before they can get access. And for some, it's a long journey and they will feel changed as they gain their whole sense of self and out of rumination and out of using stories. And then it's if they're welcoming the psych education that they'll become empowered, okay? And that they will at some point access their full Purusha Prakriti. It depends on the person. For those of you who are easily available to love, for us it's straightforward. And that's why we get to be alive and bring humanity, heart, and the self to the forefront to others. So our love is that we will let you be you, I be me. And we're all imperfect and flawed. And with that lovely unconditional love, we support any person who wants to be in their inner child to come and build a snowman. And as a species, spirituality, humanity, we overflow with it. And we get to participate in recalibrating and bringing our ecosystem and our human system to the best of our ability, you know, into a new balance And in the meantime, we do have some beautiful energies about, so I'm planning on getting some channel guidance and tarot, but not today. Today's going to be a short episode, but sign up if you'd like to YouTube, because I'm having a little bit more episodes there for now. And we're getting close to our 1K mark, which is great. So we can have some Ask Maria for those of you who prefer video. I'm sure that'll be fun. Although I don't like using the camera on the computer because I don't know where to look. So I'm not looking at you while with my phone. It's directed at my eyes in a way. And I don't want to use that software. They've introduced it to me, but it looks too fake. I'd rather you see me just staring randomly places than to use something that gives me a robotic feel. So, you know, at the end of the day, again, if you want, tune in. We have a bunch of episodes on YouTube. And please remember that everybody does the best they can and that we cannot delete the trauma for people, and that the Human Suffering Love Group can learn to work with their own left and right mode versus do distractions. And they can do that with the awareness that it makes them feel tired, because it is tiresome, because it's something that really brings a lot of fear and terror, that if they got the good information, then they would know where it comes from. And actually, I'm going to share for those of you who have the inner child and only the light body. So, you know, when you hear about Kundalini awakening, spirituality awakening. So one, it's not as dramatic as the 4D makes it sound, but the 4D are people who are not grounded in their humanity. So they don't look to become more human. They want to be with the stars. It's unfortunate that they are on Elsa's journey and never get off it, because they would realize that they have a three-year-old that's waiting for their parents, them, their adult self, to come home. Because once you reparent, you're not your parent. You're just the adult. Use your name. I use my name, Maria. I'm a three-year-old, one-year-old, all of it. But they're not charged, because I'm the equanimous, unflappable, differentiated self person, okay? So if I meet a person who does not want to do the emotional lifting, I'm not going to make them do any lifting. But I most likely won't make it sound like, you know, I think of it in a way that is good or bad at this point in my journey, understanding that people idealize, for example, suicide. Only those people can find meaning within their life. This is one of the courses I took, so this makes me very sad, but I was explained it, very straightforward. Same thing goes with addictions, also explained. People that are experts, people that work with these people. And again, even just going in your day-to-day, when you meet those people who want distractions, they actively make it seem like they're choosing something that is positive for them, versus admitting it's a lot of tiresomeness, and then recognizing, though, what they're saying. Like I said, they don't really recognize it, I believe, because if you did and you recognize, therefore, what the end game is, which is that you get to get back home to your true self. And the people who do, by the way, you know how they describe it? They say it this way. They say, even though it's tough, I leave therapy upset sometimes, pissed, da-da, I know I feel better. I still feel better because I've unloaded in a way that is productive. That's the thing. They will notice that it's expanding them. So if a person wants to expand and return to their pure, again, Purusha Prakriti, keeping it alive, it's your own heart, it's your humanity, it's yourself. And so the love from within you for participating as a self, but you're not a solo self, you're with other people, and you find meaning in life with those people, not because there's some star waiting for you over there somewhere. It's just because, you know, you're breathing and you understand the mechanisms of the body and the mind and the heart, and it's an embodied brain. And I said understand, because see, the left mode, that's the part that needs to understand what I just said. The experience and the perception for a person who doesn't yet have their full inner child, no, they're going to experience and perceive the trauma stuff and the tiresome. For those of us who have the light body, what I was trying to get to is whenever there's ascension symptoms, you'll hear people talk about tiredness. You'll hear them talk about waking up, da da da. So yes, I can confirm to you all that when your light body's expanding, but you drink water, you sleep well, you go and make sure with your doctors all is good. That's what I did, and that's what I still do. You consistently remain grounded in your humanity and master the physical. So you make sure you're physically healthy. You don't get lost in I'm an anointed something, something, and whatever star. Okay, you're going to be just great and dandy. The people that need to get out of the trauma, that's a whole different story, but they go through the same tiredness and the same, but it's different. That's why I'm saying, for my personal perspective, those of us who have spirituality awakening and kundalini in the actual divine feminine way, not with the ego on Elsa's journey, okay? Not in that, not on the ego journey. On the ego Elsa's journey, you have people that are pseudo-alive. That means that they're not in their mammalian heritage. They're in their reptilian nervous system. They're in their survival mode. So they're in a chemistry of adrenaline and other stuff, and they, in fact, are not in any way, shape, or form in the, okay, I know what's happening. My body is adapting to the light body and then my rainbow body. No, they're doing a mix. And then with their pseudo-alive, unfortunately, they are also clinically dissociated. And some of these people, they learn about these topics, but they don't actually notice anything about themselves. I've seen them in class. And they're just thinking about themselves being stars. And those are the spirituality bypassers. So they're not moved beyond the solo self. They haven't found that meaning or purpose or the connection to their actual divine feminine, because they're not using their human name. They're using whatever story they will have identified with and allowing themselves to think that clairs are to be experienced in this way. But like I said, let's try and share the information whenever it comes up in an organic way. And I personally feel very lucky as a person who got securely attached, differentiated self. I did not lose my inner child. So I get to share with you self-empowerment, inner growth, how easy it is to be yourself, how it feels to have Purusha Prakriti, not because of yoga, but yoga can help you get here because it works your ventral vagal nervous system toning. That's what it works. Your exercises from there gives you the ability to do the mindfulness and meditation that works the pillars, three pillars of the mind. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. It's thanks to the researchers, academics, the ones I learned from in attachment and trauma that I'm able to explain to you for the divine feminines, what your option is versus what 4D gives you. Okay. Because, yeah, it's not a ride in the park, the energy body thing. But it's not some piece of shit tragedy either, that they make it look like we go through who knows what. When I hear about a person who has trauma from childhood, there's no comparison. You don't even compare my experience with panic attacks to what a person who has rumination and inner critic and inner war going on because they were raised in a house that was not safe. No. My inner mind has, like, you know, rainbows, sunshines, butterflies. I'm always building a snowman somewhere. Even when I'm not building a snowman, I'm building a snowman once I get up. That's how a brain of a divine feminine that has the inner child and the connection to grace and consciousness and this relational field. The 4D mystics, what I even get sadder about, more sad, is that they scare people. And they think that they're the prophets. They think they're people from the past, which is also disrespectful, because I learned about the people from the past. And when I'm seeing somebody identify, I'm like, this is totally egoic. Don't you understand that you have a name? You have a human name, and you're actually disrespecting, in my personal opinion, another human being who existed prior to you. It's one thing, you're channeling, I get it, you're tapping into the field, we all know that. But the fact that you actually begin to see yourself and believe yourself as a star, something different, as not, like you're completely doing something which is putting on a like a carnival dress. You're dressing up, and you're not noticing that that's an ego, you know. Again, it's to me common sense, but I'm not an adaptive child. So I'm not a person who has insecurities. I love my name. I love who I am, how I am, because I got to be taught that it's okay to be a child who's flawed and imperfect, and I was not feared, scared to death to be imperfect or yelled at or made to be a little, I didn't need to be any kind of like rigid soldier standing still. Which is why I get to be quirky and weird and not feel any shame at all whatsoever. So, again, when people talk to me about feeling deeper because they have clairs, I will feel they're disrespecting other human beings because they don't know abuse or neglect from homes. So you may have clairs and you may feel like you have a cross to bear. I'm thinking Elsa's journey, ego. You have no cross to bear, blamers, victims from the codependent type. I'm seeing an inner child isn't been home with a healed person yet. I'm seeing somebody who's thinking they're doing something more, but it's not the thought, it's the feeling. And I'm seeing they're not going to good therapy and they're out there yelling at people, you know. So long story short, there's a lot of different ways that we can support each other to overflow with humanity. Thank you, Sadhguru, and have divinity descend, not an entity. We're all a piece of consciousness, Purusha Prakriti. Your pure energy is Prakriti, the three-year-old you. So for those of us who remained innocent, great, we can share with others how amazing it is and be the safe haven, secure base for the ones who do want to become their own piece of Prakriti. And Purusha, unconditional love, pure consciousness. And so that means a present brain, curious, open, accepting, and loving. So when I meet unkindness, I already know I got a biologically rude human being. It's a maladaptive child. It's somebody on else's journey, Cusco, school, whatever it is. I get to speak back to them or to do the right silence. And my sharing can be also whatever. You know what? You don't have to get happy in life. You do whatever you want to do. I'm just here. And of course, I'm not going to lie to people that I love. So I'm going to be sad about the people who don't find it in them to have meaning beyond the solo self, but also to, yeah, understand you have secondary consciousness. We all do as humans. None of us like the fact that we're going to die. The existential psychologists call it a human dilemma. I call it a condition because I got a three-year-old in my brain. So I have, again, butterflies and snowflakes and all of that, but that's because I chose. I'm like, well, Jesus set the example. God set the tone. What am I going to do? Marcus Aurelius, thank you. I'm not going to worry about something I can't do anything about. And that's you beginning to use your right mode, by the way, because it deals with the unknowns, uncertainties, and unexpecteds. Your left mode's a chit-chatter, and you're like, okay, and here's that inner growth mindset. And so you find a way to stay in neutrality, which balances out the emotions that come up. And you don't lie to yourself either by saying, oh, how great, I have to get... No. Sometimes it's like, fuck this shit, I don't want to do it. But you don't do the, I'm going to go distract myself. It's, fuck this shit, I'm going to go call somebody who, you know, makes me laugh. Or I'm going to go do something that makes me laugh. I'm not going to say it erases this. No, this comes, it's here, I know why it's here. And that's not going to have it go away today. But I'm not going to have this thing actually have me say, I don't want to live anymore. And that is where we are here as a community to support people who want to live. And the human suffering love narrative, my heart goes out always to all. They can have a buttload of therapists surrounding them. What I know is we don't matter as people. We're meaningless because they will make sure you know how meaningless you are the minute that they allow you to know that life means nothing to them. So they have not moved beyond the solo self and their 0-1-year-old, nobody's home to say, wait a minute, I'm here. And look, there's another human being. It doesn't matter if you are a lover or not. The minute you show that you care is the minute that a person who has meaning beyond the solo self will say, wow, my life has meaning to somebody. Like so much so that they're upset about the fact that I don't have it. You know what? That fuels me to find a way to keep doing this stuff. And, you know, here's the other part. For some people that actually, I was happy when I heard one of the therapists, she had a patient, a client that actually still lives thanks to her. And it's because she was her therapist though. You know, sometimes being friends doesn't mean anything to people. And that's the sad part. But we have to, as Daniel Siegel says, we learn to differentiate. Differentiation is important because that's how you say, okay, my nervous system, because we do pick up on each other. So if somebody is in the human suffering love group, which by the way, you pick up on people collectively. I remember when I expanded to pick up all of the earthlings as an earthling myself, it was fascinating. And then I moved to the infinite galaxy and beyond. I was like, wow, this one's even more great. But again, woo lady, because we can't prove any of this mystics, but yeah, it was amazing. It was really, really amazing to be able and notice this. And for Earth, what happened was, and I'm going to share this as we're closing out, and I was with the group of other souls that were with me, because I had repeat dreams, and in my repeat dreams there were the same souls with me, the same, you know, I don't know if they're humans. I met some of them. I'm pretty sure that I met a certain number of them at the time that I was having all of the dreams. So, but you know, you say pretty sure because it's not confirmed. Long story short, I was surrounding Earth, and we had our hands out, all of us. We weren't touching, we're just surrounding it with our love, and it was one of the peak ascension moments of the lovely Earth in 5D. And I notice a big blue ball of sadness come out from the Earth, and it's leaving because the energy was shifting, and all of 4D was leaving. And in fact, this recent past, just a couple months, we had closure of all. I know that, again, it's not provable, but this was some channel guidance I gave you all. Closure of a past charges from past lives. And that's for all people at the lovely plane of Earth. Doesn't mean they have past life regression downloads, none of that. I'm saying collectively, this 3D energy is no more. No more, and that we paid that karma, if you will, that due, however it is that works, because there's a certain balance they talk about. So it's been closed. But this other ball of sadness, it was something different, and it hit my cheek, and it was so cool, you know, like a piece of ice that just, but it wasn't ice, like a tear and ice and steam. And yeah, so like when the temperature is a little bit different than the outside and inside, and equal to wetness, which is not a thing, but that wetness, but it wasn't just wetness, it was a tear, like sadness. So that's the word that comes to my mind, but I didn't get sad, it was leaving. So it just brushed, it's kind of like saying a goodbye, you know, a cheek that brushes another cheek, which is actually in Italy, we kiss on the cheek. So long story short, it was very beautiful as it left. And I know that as a species, we're in a great spot with the mental health community, because they have a lot of great information. And the people who do want to move into their aliveness, Purusha Prakriti, they get to join us here. You get to join us here. And again, the ones who don't, we get to still build snowmans. It's just we're going to have different types of ways of talking about life. And, you know, some people, again, we cannot have what they feel be something that we can understand, is all I'm saying. Most likely people that are, you know, not happy to be around, they're not going to want to be around the chirpy ones of us. So that's because it triggers stuff. It's not on purpose. It's that we vibe with different nervous systems. Engaged us in our mammalian heritage with the ventral vagal, the inner child's here. And so automatically, whatever areas that are not healed, they're going to get like a yuck feeling, or I don't like this, or that's the trigger. So it's going to trigger whatever suffering there is, because the bodies and brains, it's an embodied brain, it's always looking to return home to itself. We're a biology. So your own actual human being body and brain wants to return to your inner child. And that's why the armoring shut happens, by the way. The people who choose to do the inner critic, outer critic, and then to go and distract, drink drugs, fuck, do the self-soothing, not healthy mechanisms. They refuse to, it's not that they refuse, it's just very painful, and they don't make their way back home. You can use neuroplasticity, the dark sides, which is to sit and ruminate, and that's where it's not going to be helpful. Some people, they're actually going to sit and process and allow themselves to release, okay? So remember that the mind is of the person who owns it, but biologically, the neurobiologists, neuroscientists, the mental health community that I learned from, attachment, trauma related, we're always looking to return home to a healed self, okay? So let's support each other to be safe haven, secure bases, alive, Purusha Prakriti's pieces of love, humanity, spirituality, it all comes together. And I look forward to being back with you. Have a great day.